this Lana Rhodes. She's an ex-porn star. Now she's an influencer. She's it's so funny. They're like, you're like, and she has become an influencer. She now owns 2 properties, 3 expensive cars, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, I mean, so
like,
she's
like, that's the value. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, this really worked out for her. She now owns property and has nice cars.
Well, that's what it's all about.
So you can do it too. That's what I read that. I'm like, anybody reading this, I'm like, is that really a good message? But you know my feelings.
Right.
I don't want to get all, you know, preachy up in this.
Where did she get all her money from, though?
From porn. And being an influencer.
Ladies, don't do that. Because, I mean, these OnlyFans girls, I'm telling you, are full of it. Like, there ain't no way they're making money like that.
Well, she also now she's a model for Fashion Nova and the lingerie brand Candy.
Okay, so Fashion Nova pays her to post it on Instagram.
Yes.
And it's like, oh yeah, she's a Fashion Nova model. Okay, yeah.
Well,
so is Vicky.
When she was growing up, you know, she was in a religious family.
Yeah.
She's just saying that one of the things was that they would say is they were told not to deny husband sex.
Okay.
During the religious upbringing. Now, you shouldn't, you're not on the hook to have sex, for sure. You're not. There's you shouldn't have to do it if you never want to.
Absolutely.
But I think there is a little bit of an expectation if two people have a marriage that, you know, that's going to be one of the things that they do during the marriage. And
for sure.
If you got a guy that's really horny and you're just kind of not available a lot, or don't want to do it, or just, you know, you can even, it can just be really boring.
It can.
Right? And it's like, and you know you got this amped up dude that wants to do it all the time, but you're not really bringing any fun and excitement, or it just feels like a chore, or it's the same position every time you do it.
Yeah.
You know, your dude's probably going to be pretty bored.
Okay.
Then maybe you don't get in the marriage. Right? And so, like, I think it's rude when a guy denies going downtown. We had a guy that we worked with, and he refused to ever take trips to the Y because he was like, I'm not doing that.
Yucky.
I think he's equally offensive, right?
He is, yeah.
Right, you know, she expects it, you know, 4 times a day or twice a day or, you know, once a
day.
That's
a little
much. It could be a little much.
Maybe on her anniversary.
No, stop it.
All right.
But
her birthday.
What are your feelings on this? How do people feel about this? You know, should you deny your partner sex in a marriage? Is that such a bad thing? Because there are, I read a lot of couples going, you know what? We made that one of our things, that we were not going to deny each other sex. Because guess what? Then we don't have to fight about it.
Well, just, I mean, it's been proven. You can argue against as much as you want, but it's been proven that the marriages that are successful are marriages that have a good, healthy, active sex life with one another.
And what
not outside the marriage.
It's like a flower that doesn't get water. It dies. Yeah. And it'll die a slow death.
Yep.
And that's what the relationship will die. And then they just become friends. And then they don't become friends anymore.
And you know that flower is just bitter while it's not
it's
getting
pissed
water.
Pissed off flower. Yeah.
It's a resentful flower.
What do you think?
Damn,
let's go
you,
to the guy
son.
That's going to get married.
No, I agree. You can't deny your partner sex and believe you're going to have a perfect marriage. It's just not going to happen, unfortunately.
Do you think too many marriages get into this and then they, you know what I mean? It becomes a hassle when one asks for it, whether it's a woman or the man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that marriages fall off with sex not because it has anything to do with sex. It's because one partner becomes resentful of the other about another issue, and it trickles into the sex life because they can't separate the two.
Yes.
And so then they withhold sex, and then next thing you know, they're divorced.
Yeah, and that's what happens.
Yeah. But I really, truly believe that sex stops, not because they're not interested, but because one partner's resentful to the other.
Yeah.
About something.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Let's go to Shane. These are some medieval thoughts here that you should never, never try to deny your partner sex. You know, and what I didn't like about this statement is they're told not to deny husband sex. That's what makes it sexist and medieval.
That's a weird statement.
You know, if you were to say, hey, you know, do your best to try not deny and put off your partner
from
sex.
Yeah.
Then maybe it doesn't sound so barbaric. What do you think, buddy?
I mean, how is wanting to please your man a bad thing? That's my question. Like, don't get married if you don't want to please your husband.
Okay.
Like, men want sex, right?
Yes.
And I'm just tired of hearing about all these women who get married and they don't want to perform in the bedroom. Oh, all right, God. This is the same sort of situation.
This is where
that
I don't want to
say. Hold on,
like,
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
let me see if I hear some more, and then I'll let you know if I hate it. All right, keep going, sir.
All right, well, let me tell you. I was married previously. My first wife, she didn't want to talk about sex. She refused. She didn't even want to work on it. Like, what helps me out? You know what I mean? Like, what works for you? What are your buttons that work? And I would try to talk to her because it was the same old routine every night. It was just stale. And, like, it got boring. And, you know, I was trying to be nice about it, but she just refused to talk about it. So we got divorced.
Yeah.
And I remarried to someone else, and she understands that a happy marriage requires her to serve her man in the bedroom. She knows her role.
You lost me there, right? Because you also, you also have to serve your woman, sir.
Well, no. See, like, here's the thing. A good woman knows how to serve her man. Look, I work hard. I provide for the family. That should be her job, is to serve the man in the bedroom.
All right, you lost me there, because you don't want to have to serve her?
I mean, it's a mutually beneficial situation. She serves herself by serving me.
Oh, I see. All right, and your last wife, she was just very boring, and she didn't want to do anything, so you divorced her.
Right. And now I got a woman who takes care of me.
Gotcha.
So, like, when a lot of these women who are complaining, like, then don't get married.
I mean, there's
like,
that.
If you're complaining about having to pleasure your man, then don't get married.
I mean, that is true. You don't have, nobody's forcing you to get married, hopefully. You know, I know there are some of those.
Hopefully
weird...
nobody's forcing his wife to get married.
That's true.
and anybody who's, like, complaining, I don't understand. See, like, as men, I don't understand how you guys don't get that.
Well, first of all, we're sort of men. And second of all...
Not at all.
Yeah, you're sort of man, too.
Yeah.
We're all sort of men. But we understand what you're saying, but you have a barbaric, old-school mentality about it because you're not talking about making sure that your woman's satisfied in the bedroom. You're just kind of selfish about it. And that's where you lose me.
No, see,
you
had
me, like, if she's like, I don't want to have to do that, or I'm not going to do that, or, right? It's like, oh, my gosh, why are we married? You know, it's like, what is the point? Because you don't want to do anything, you know?
See, that's what women these days want to tell you. See, you're just falling in line to that same old feminist bull crap.
What's the feminist bull crap?
You guys bought hook, line, and sinker into that crap.
Okay, well, what is it? What is this crap that you say is being peddled?
It's all this crap about, like, look, it's like everything that I've just been talking about.
About what?
Women, you need to treat your woman well. Well, treat your man well, too. Like, why is it a one-way street?
Oh, that's what you're upset about. Did you feel like it was a one-way street with your last wife?
Yeah. And it's not that way with my second wife, and we are so much better now.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's see what people are saying. Let me go to Leah. Leah, we have Shane on the phone here. Shane is with a woman who is only on earth to serve him. What do you think, Leah? You're live on the air. Yes.
Hi. Yeah, I've been with my fiance for 14 years, and I kind of agree with this guy. If you're going to be in a committed relationship with someone, they're not able to have sex with anyone, so you do have to put out. You have to make sure that that is an actual thing in your relationship.
And do you also try to make it fun, or is it just like you put out and it's like, hey, you get what get and you don't throw a fit? There's that type of chick, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Nope.
Now, let me lay here. You get yourself done.
Mm-hmm.
No, it has to be, well, it's good for us in both categories. So maybe that's different for other people if it isn't great. But, I mean, I know that this is something you should be doing.
Okay, so you kind of agree with this guy. I thought for sure people would be freaking out. Thank you, Leah, with his Neanderthal thoughts.
Yeah.
Let's go to John. They should be. What's up, John?
So that guy needs to take a chill pill soon. I'm divorced, and it, for me, it was more like I was a breadwinner. I was the only one working, bought the house, put up the cars, and it was more like the, for me, I guess it's being rejected as a man. You know, it'll tear your life apart. It really will. It'll tear you apart.
So you were rejected a lot by your woman. You would try to make advances.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
she just...
I mean, everything was fine, you know, like Derek says, everything is fine in the beginning. And then, you know, we had a beautiful daughter. She's all mine now. And it just went.
Your ex is still alive, right?
Rejection.
Dead to him.
Where's your ex? Where's the mother of the child?
You're probably better off telling me that.
Okay, so she just rolled out.
Damn.
She's like, I don't like sex or my kid.
Right.
Or you, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, John. That was a real sad story.
It was.
Let's go to Jay. What do you got to say, Jay? Because Shane says that, you know, he's got a medieval relationship.
Not only medieval, but archaic and, like, say no offense, bro, I don't know you, and maybe it's just your vernacular, but hell no. Like, what? Like, when he went off and was like, yeah, I work, I make the money, so it's her job to serve me. A job is something you get paid for, you know? Like, a 9-to-5.
Are you saying that when he has sex with this woman, he should throw her a 20?
Maybe a 50, because he sounds like a douche.
Okay, okay.
I agree with you guys. It would, like I said, it could just be the way he's saying it, but it sounds archaic, medieval, and just wrong. Like, no, it's not my job to serve you just because I'm your wife. Like, this is a mutual thing. You're getting off, I'm getting off, we're having a good time. Like, just because you work, pay bills, do whatever you do, that doesn't mean that I automatically have to get on my back. Like, that's just, Derek, you said it best in the very beginning when y'all were talking about it, that it sounds for the whole arc, it sounds very assaulty. To me, it sounds very assaulty, like the denial thing, like, oh, you can never deny a man. Like, that sounds very assaulty. Like, no, if I don't want to have sex, I'm not going to have sex. Like,
Yeah, I agree. Now, if you are, one of, like the, we had the last guy that just kept getting rejected, he rolled out, you know? And
yeah.
Shane, you rolled out because you had a woman that just wasn't interested, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, don't get married then. Find somebody that works better for you.
Yeah. Find another person that doesn't like sex. Let's go to Amanda. Yes, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So I agree with Shane. I think that, I mean, he's saying it the wrong way because everyone has, you know, their ways of getting the message across. He's a little aggressive about it. But I agree with him. I mean, if one person wants sex and the other one doesn't, like, there's been times where my boyfriend wants to have sex and I'm not really about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're doing it right, then if you don't want to have sex or you do, you're still going to get to the point.
Right. Do you do it also as a defense, though? So you're like, hey, gosh, I don't really give it to him very often, so I better. Otherwise, he's going to get it somewhere else.
No, I don't think it's that process. I mean, I definitely think, well, if I don't do it, then that opens the door. You know, there's girls that put themselves out there on social media all day long. You know, so if we have a good relationship and we're open with each other and we want to have sex with each other, that's different. And it is, you know, Shane's right. It's these girls nowadays think that they're so entitled and they should be given the world and not work and not do anything. And their man should just worship the ground they walk on. And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Wow. You know what? I didn't think the dudes would defend the ladies and the ladies would defend the guys.
Yeah, me neither.
That is insane.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.